Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And we welcome you to the daily ministry as we present it to you in Jesus' name. We invite you to sing along with us, follow us in God's Word, join us in prayer. Let's just spend some time together, worshiping Him together. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do welcome you to a time of refreshing in His presence. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 3. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. We are looking for the Lord to come to us. Even this short few minutes together here on the radio and website and internet, we feel like the Lord will bless us and come to us, and we can sense Him. So let's rejoice in His presence. Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. From the Best Love Songs and Hymns Hymnal, page 359, sing along with us on At the Cross. Many of you know this. It's a familiar church hymn. Let's sing it together.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for Christ that I had done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness hide, and shut His glory. Christ the mighty Maker died for man, the creature's sin. At the cross, at the cross, cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart roll away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do.
Sing it with me.
At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Hallelujah. Well, the cross is where every man begins this Christian journey, and the ground is level at the foot of the cross. When you come to the cross and repent of your sins, it doesn't matter if you've just committed one sin or if you've committed a million sins. The same blood that flows for the sinner that has committed one sin flows for the sinner that has committed millions of sin. The same sinner that is forgiven of his one sin and washed clean is the same sinner that gets his sins cleansed, and the sins of a million sins have been washed away. Well, I got a little tongue-tied there, but you understand what I'm saying. The man that commits one sin leaves just as clean as the man that committed millions of sins. It is level at the foot of the cross. Why don't you come to Jesus today? He's not interested in what you have done. You don't have to give him a list. He already knows it anyway. But if you'll just repent of your sins, if you'll just seek him, ask him to forgive you, and just repent. Just tell him you're sorry for your sins and you want him to forgive you and cleanse you, make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. You can be forgiven and your life changed. Hallelujah. Old things pass away. He just wants you to come home. Well, the Word of God, the precious promise today, tells us from Psalms 139, verse 5, "Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it." Hallelujah. Let's pray for our services tomorrow, and let's seek the Lord that God will hear and answer our prayer. Father, we're thankful today for the Word of God. Lord, I'm so thankful that the next service I enter into as pastor of a little mission church here in Mount Vernon, I've got the opportunity, Lord, to open your Word and expound it to the people that are there and preach to them and feed their souls. Lord, I trust that my message the next service will be a convicting message. Will just be a message, Lord, that feeds those people. And should there be someone in that audience that needs to be saved, I pray, Lord, that when we give an invitation, he or she will come. Lord, and I pray the same for every pastor, Lord, every church. I pray, Lord, that when the altar call is given, Lord, during the service, I pray that someone will find you as his or her Savior. Lord, we know today that if just one soul is repenting and is born again, that it's worth it all. Use this service, Lord, to touch some heart. I pray you'll stir us in Jesus' name. Bless our churches and help us, Lord, to reach out to you. Give us souls for our labor. We want men and women born into the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Worship with us now. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. And I'll give you the contact information at the end, but I do trust that you're planning to go to the next service. Here's one entitled 30 Pieces of Silver. It's a sad but true story from the Bible. It came. It was a chosen disciple, though I mention no name. He planned with the council of the high priest that day, 30 pieces of silver is the price they would pay. 30 pieces of silver, 30 shekels of shame was the price paid for Jesus. On the cross he was slain, betrayed and forsaken, unloved and unclaimed. In anger they pierced him, but he died not in vain. Far off on the mountain, his face toward the sun, Judas was ashamed for what he had done. He gave back the silver with his heart filled with strife. Then there on the mountain he took his own life. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. Any cards, letters, checks, money order, any correspondence needs to be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Well, you've been endued with power from on high. And just remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. 30 pieces of silver, 30 shekels of shame was the price paid for Jesus.
slain.